Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How are you doing, Maggie?
I don't even know anymore. I don't know what anything means. I'm here, you know, I'm ready to talk about what is happening and what they're doing, but I am confused.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. You know, Yep. We're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 51 in the house. And there's definitely a case to be made for this being the worst day of Big Brother live feeds for strategy ever.
Ever?
In the history of the show.
Yeah, you're honestly maybe right, because I'm trying to think of like all of the other terrible moves that have ever been made. But usually those terrible moves are one sided.
Yeah.
And like someone's doing a really good job of like, you know, getting their way. But this is a situation where not only there is one side that is doing something absolutely terrible, but there's another side that is doing something absolutely terrible. And even the person who's like doing the quote unquote like move is making the wrong decision for themselves. So I just don't understand essentially anybody's logic. I don't know.
I can't think of a single day, a single time where so many people have made such terrible moves all at the same time. It is astounding.
You know, Taryn, I was on Wednesday with Rob and Phil, and we were talking about Survivor Gabon. And I love Survivor Gabon because it's a huge train wreck. And at the end of the podcast, Rob was like, so could you say Big Brother Canada 9 is sort of the Survivor Gabon of Big Brother? And I was like, I mean, chill on that. Like, I couldn't say that. But after yesterday, I can confidently say probably.
No, Survivor Gabon had much better strategy than Big Brother Canada 9. Are you kidding? They had the Onion Alliance. That was at least something.
Hey, there's the Sunsetters. There's the trio.
Yeah, the Sunsetters. Exactly. You just made my point.
Okay, well, which is worse?
Do you know what they did last week? They backdoored one of their own and then changed their minds.
No, I know. Well, and honestly, the thing for me that is like the most frustrating is that not that they're doing this, it's that then they're like, we are amazing. That's what is getting me. Like, that's why Beth's rants are just so insufferable to me, because she's like, nobody else has ever done anything as good as I have. And I'm like, girl, if only you could understand right now how bad what you're doing is. And I hate that she's going to come out of this and be like, I'm an amazing player. And people are going to be like, whoa, Beth got Jed to use the veto on her. When in fact, she did none of that. And she should be going home if anybody was playing optimally.
All right. Let's talk about what we're talking about here. Yesterday on the feeds, we started the day with Brayden, Tara, and Kiefer, who were talking about, and I hope that I haven't given too much away here, talking about the possibility. Could we get Jed to use the veto on Beth? He's been talking about how he would love to use the veto on somebody else this season. What if we convinced him to use the veto on Beth? Wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun because then we could get rid of Jed this week, even though he won the veto. This is Kiefer's idea. Tara does not think it will work, but she's like, oh, it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm. They're saying, like, you know, Jed has such a big ego. This will totally work on him. Apparently, the night before, he'd been saying how epic it was if the person who won the veto, like, used it on the person next to him. So this is something he's, like, wanted to do for a minute, I guess. He thinks that it'll be, like, a super cool, epic moment. And this is the thing. It, like, starts off, this conversation starts off where, like, these people are trying to get, like, Eric to give up the immunity necklace. You know, like, Kiefer, Bray, and Tara have the right idea. Because they want to get Jed out, but it just sort of goes off the rails right away.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, just to start this is Kiefer's idea, Kiefer's plan to get rid of Jed. Except I don't think this is even good for Kiefer. It was actually great for Kiefer that Jed won this veto because that gets rid of Beth. And it leaves Jed as a big target in front of Kiefer, a target that Kiefer can beat in the end. We know this. All three people so far have been super high on Kiefer's game. That's three locked in votes against Jed. Kiefer is the only person in this game that can definitely beat Jed in the end. Doesn't need to take Jed out of the game. All he does need to do is take out Jed's allies like Beth and leave Jed as a big target in front of him. As soon as Jed is gone, Kiefer becomes the biggest target in the game and will need to win his way to the end, which he has already resigned himself to. But he doesn't need to. He can just keep Jed, and then Jed will not come after Kiefer yet. And
do we have confirmation on that, though, that, like, Jed wouldn't go after Kiefer? Has he been saying that to him?
I mean, Jed
like,
would
before
go Jed
yesterday.
Would definitely go after Tara at this point ahead of Kiefer, because Tara is the one that took out Beth and put him up and has won two competitions now. So he would definitely go after Tara. And you know, there's not much reason for him to go after Kiefer right now. And there's tons of reason for everyone else to go after Kiefer if Jed is not in the game anymore.
Very fair. Well, good thing that probably won't happen.
So that's the thing right away, is that this is a plan. It's very similar to Beth's plan, which we were talking about just yesterday and the day before, where Beth had basically got herself evicted this week through a plan that didn't even make sense in the first place. Kiefer now has a plan that doesn't make sense for his own game, that he is trying to enact, that if it goes through, puts him in a worse position than he was before. It's like, okay, but here we go. For Brayden and Tara, this is great.
Get
Jed to use the veto on Beth, throw up Ty, and boom, Jed goes home. Your biggest threat is gone. You now don't have to worry about Jed retaliating against you. You've got Beth and Ty left, who are not super connected. Kiefer as a big threat still in the game ahead of you, potentially. And you can blame this all on Kiefer. You can say Kiefer came up with this idea. Kiefer's the one that wanted us to do it. He's the one that helped convince Jed to do it. Kiefer's not with you. Kiefer is now the biggest threat on the other side. The retaliation comes at Kiefer, at the very least, with Tara. So there's so much benefit here for Tara and Brayden, as long as they play it right.
Yeah.
Which exactly. I'm sure they will.
I had full faith. I was like, go Brayden. You know, he's the guy I've been rooting for. Like, I know that he can pull this out. And that's the end of the update, everybody. That's what's going to happen. Jed's going to use the veto on Beth, and then they're going to put up Ty, and then Jed's going to go home, and it's going to be wild.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Let's see how this goes. Tara's going to talk mm-hmm. with Ty. She talks through this plan. Ty has been informed by Kiefer. Tara says that she says that what she'll do is she'll tell Jed that she wants to put Brayden up, but she thinks that Beth will go home next to Brayden because everyone else has been pushing for Beth to go up, and so people want Beth to go, and so. The only way to get Brayden out is to get him up next to Jed. And then the plan is for Ty and Beth to go to Jed and pump him up. Like, oh, that's a great move. That would be a legendary move. We should make that happen. You should use the veto. And Ty says, well, Jed has a big ego. So, I think it could work if we tell him it's a big move. And he says, and here's the thing. I've been telling Jed and Beth that I would have used the veto if I had won. And obviously, you know, I wouldn't have, but that's what they believe. So they think that I'm still with them.
Yeah. The whole tie of it all, honestly, is like, I'm going to be honest here. I'm still sort of confused as to how we all ended up here. I mean, as I think everybody is, like, what is happening? But the tie of it all is sort of like, throughout the day, I was really sort of struggling to see where Ty's head was actually at and what was going on with him. Like, why are you going to tie with this info? Well, and this was at the point of the day where they were saying that they would put Ty up, like Tara and Bray are saying they're going to put Ty up next to him. So I'm like, why are you going to tie with this? Are you planning on tricking him? Like, the whole tie of it all has been sort of, for me, the like, really what is going on, because it all hinges on him, this, all of this. And that's what I was sort of alluding to at the beginning, which is like, even for him, this is like terrible.
Yeah. And that's the thing. She straight up tells him that he is going to be going up instead of that. It would be a lie. Brayden is not going up. Ty, you will be going up. He's mm-hmm. okay with that. He's fine with going up on the block next to Jed, and is perfectly willing to take part in this plan and try to convince Jed to use the veto on Beth so that Ty can go up next to Jed instead of Beth, and Jed can go home instead of Beth, which makes no sense for
none
Ty.
None at all. Literally none. I was like, wait, hold on. She's telling him, trick Jed so you can get up next to Jed? Like, their ride or dies. Like, what are you talking about? And if Jed comes down, the only thing I can think of is that maybe Ty doesn't trust Jed to vote him for him to stay. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. But if he trusts Bray and Kiefer to vote for him to stay, I just like, this is the part of the day that, like, the tie of it all, like I said, is the part of the day that I like truly don't understand.
I think that the reason that Ty has been so hard to read for the audience is because, and I'm not even using this as a joke anymore, because Ty's entire game is,
oh, we caught, couldn't we?
He will just do whatever is in front of him. He'll consider every option, and then he'll just do the one that seems the most fun.
But why? I have nothing to say. If that is the truth, I have just nothing to say, because the idea that somebody could come to me, the HOH could come to me and say, hey, you know your number one ally who just won themselves safety? If you trick them into using it on the third member of your alliance that I know that you don't like and want out, you will get to sit next to them on the block. Isn't that a great idea? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, here's the thing. Ty, if he wants to stay off the block, he's got plenty of plays to try to convince Tara to keep him off the block, right? Yeah. Don't put me on the block next to Beth. I swear I'll vote Beth out. It's in my best interest. If they trust Ty to vote out Jed, they also trust Ty to vote out Beth. There's no real difference there. There's plenty. He doesn't need it to be Jed that goes. It can be Beth that goes and he stays off the block as well. Yeah. And so here's the because what we'll talk about eventually is that some people are going to be like, oh, but is Ty keeping himself? He had nothing to do with any of that. He was perfectly willing to put himself on the block next to Jed.
There's a conversation later in the day where Jed and Ty are alone. And he's like, if you make this move, like, and Bray does go up, like, that is great. But also, like, she could put me up and I'm okay with that. It's like, what? You're telling Jed that you're okay with sitting next to him on the block? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So,
I mean, I guess nobody does.
But. Even just the decision between Beth and Jed, like the way this week played out for Ty was perfect. It was amazing.
Yes.
It was,
yes.
I don't have to do anything and Beth leaves and I get to keep a guy who is, spoilers, willing to use a veto that he won on his allies who just lost his showmance, literally has nobody left in the game but Ty, will do anything for Ty, and is a massive target ahead of Ty at the final five. And, you know, that's, I mean, just guaranteed Ty makes final three at that point.
And also,
it's an amazing spot for Ty.
And I understand, right? Ty does, if... I mean, this isn't even like, now I'm just talking about it if Ty was playing optimally, right? I understand the idea you never want to go on the block, especially at final six, you don't want to be up there. But if you're up there next to Beth, you can trust that Jed is going to vote for you to stay. You know that Kiefer and Bray are going to vote for you to stay. Like, you're in all of these conversations. I do understand pushing against him being the replacement nominee, but like, if these are the options, like, you need Jed to stay.
Yeah, it's literally like he gets a free Nicole Franzel in season 18 card, where if Jed wins the final five HOH, literally Ty is guaranteed final three because Jed can't play in final four, which means that that if Ty loses the final, if they both lose the final four veto, Jed must be available for eviction at final four and thus will be evicted over Ty at the final four. And if Jed does win the veto, he is not evicting Ty at the final four. He's guaranteed final three. All he needs to do is beat Jed in one competition and then take him out at the final three and boom, you've won the game. He has so many options all over. And if Jed does go at final four, like, it's so many options.
I would understand if also, like, it was a situation where it's like, Ty is the type of person who literally can't beat Jed in a competition. Like, it's just off the table. Like, it's never going to happen. If this is Enzo and Cody, you know, it's just like never going to happen. Him needing to turn and make a move on Jed, but like, that's not the case.
And yeah, not also, at six and not with Beth still in the game. Like, the thing is, like, oh, he might think, oh, Jed is willing to cut me over Beth, but you were about to send Beth home.
Yes. Yes. Oh man. I feel like this whole podcast is just going to be us looking at each other and being like, why? Why? It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
and he certainly doesn't get any credit for Jed leaving, especially if he goes up on the block next to Jed. So like, why is he on board with this? It is so much better for his game, for Beth to go and for Jed to stay. But he is doing so much work to get himself on the block next to Jed.
Yes. And
which
I don't get
is
it.
Even a terrible spot to be, because if you're on the block next to Jed, that I think there's a greater chance that Kiefer flips his vote to keep Jed over you than if you're up on the block next to Beth. You're actually more likely to go home.
Completely agree. And then you have the guaranteed vote that Beth is voting you out versus where if you are up on the block next to Beth, you have a much greater chance of getting all three votes to stay. Like, I just... Yeah, but all of this is honestly like a moot point because this isn't even the level that Ty is thinking at. Like, this is the level that for all of us out here are able to like, you know, conceptualize and see the game board as it is. But like for him, these are thoughts that aren't crossing his mind because he's not vocalizing it at all. And maybe on Wednesday we'll get a DR from Ty and we'll understand exactly what he's thinking. But the logic just isn't there.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, anybody, but like Ty to begin with.
Here's the thing. We're talking genuinely. We got a hint this morning from Ty that everything we just said is still a whole level above the level that Ty is thinking. Because it seems like after everything that Ty may be wanting to keep both Jed and Beth in the game, which I think is the worst possible decision he could make out of all of them. Losing one of them was much better for Ty. But if he then keeps Jed, he is in the worst possible position. And I don't think he can win the game at that point.
I do think that like him not wanting to go up on the block and him being able to finesse his way out of being on the block is absolutely, you know, you can argue is the total correct move for him. Nobody wants to be on the block at all. But like him, I think that the problem is just he's like loyal. So he is. But this is the problem, is that when he's saying like, I want to keep all three of them, and then he's trying to finesse this plan earlier in the day before it was going to be Brayden that goes up where it was going to be him. That's where I don't understand. Like, that's where I'm like, what is the thought process here? I don't know.
Oof. All right. Well, so Tara's going to talk to Brayden after the conversation with Ty. And she says that she said Ty said he's been telling Jed and Beth he would use the veto. It's just sketching me out. Like, I don't trust Kiefer. I don't trust the four of them. I think they might all still be working together. Good call, Tara. Don't know where this Tara went later in the day. Brayden, I'll tell you where she went. Brayden said, no, that's dumb. They're not working together. You shouldn't believe that. Tara says, I'm happy that I've been able to put all three of the trio on the block this week. That'll be great. Wouldn't it be great if we made it to the final two together? The oddballs, everyone else is too sketchy. Us two, final two, Brayden. And he's like, yeah, of course.
And she says, yeah, there is literally no way you will ever go up.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way I will do that to you. There's no way.
Never.
Never. There's just no way. And that is the evidence that everybody was pointing to when the rest of the day happened. Everybody was pointing back to this conversation. And I think that I accepted the fate of all of our house guests perhaps a bit earlier than most people, because I was like, I think that this conversation has been voided. But yeah, as of this point in the day, that's where Tara's head is at.
Yep. Beth at this point is going to talk to the cameras, as she does. She says, I'm going home. I can't believe it. Brayden knows he doesn't have me anymore because I'm too close to Jed. It must have been Tara's plan all along to send me out. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this is happening. No. Okay. It would be wild if I could get Brayden on the block. Man, she's going to be so proud of herself. I know I can trick her. I need to trick her. That was actually how she said it. That was not me exaggerating.
This is the thing about this whole day that annoys me the most, is that after everything happens, we're going to have to watch Beth in the Expedia room dance around and say, I'm the best player to ever play. And like, I can't believe I did this. This is so amazing. This is my move. This is my game. when in fact, like, I wrote in bold letters after this, like, before the rest of the day played out, I wrote, Beth's, like, ego and her greed is the reason that she is here at this point. Because if she could just look at the whole situation logically without trying to be, like, the manipulative cutthroat player, she could see where her move is. Like, she could see where she needs to go. But I think actually that I was thinking a lot yesterday about you talking about how players, an underutilized tactic that player use to get people to do what they want is to appeal to their greed. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like that's what Keith was trying to do at the top of the day, right? With this Jed move. And then it's sort of has spiraled into something else. But it, like, Beth is the perfect example of that, because if she would never have been on the block in the first place, if she had not at the beginning of the week talked herself on there because she was trying to be too greedy with her game moves, she was trying to do too much. And yeah, I obviously this is sort of like changed now throughout the course of the day just because of events. But I do think that, like, if I was in the house with Beth, I think that that would be like the perfect strategy to try to manipulate her, because she takes everything at face value. The trio takes everything at face value, and they do, like, have such a big ego that their greed can take over, all three of them. And I understand why, because everything has just sort of worked out for them. So they haven't had any reason to, you know, like, look at their game and be like, oh gosh, we might be making the wrong decision, because every move that they make, even when it's the wrong one, has ended up working out okay for them. Even this week, somehow, they're probably going to come out of it. Like, how? You know, I don't know. But that was my thought about the Beth thing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she has definitely been interesting here. And that's the thing, too. Like, Beth is probably the person that benefits the most from everything that's happening. Except I still can't give her any credit, because she had nothing to do with it. And the only reason she was in danger in the first place is just of her massive screw up at the start of the week. And so it's like, who, like, nobody gets any credit this week. They're all terrible.
Also, I wanted to say, like, as the day is going on and, you know, like, the flip might be happening for Jed to use the veto on Beth, I was getting more and more annoyed with her, because all she had to do was push a little bit. And she was actually pushing back against it. She was like, that would be too crazy. Like, that would be too much for me to ask of you. And I was like, Beth, I want you to put on your Allison Irwin brain, and I want you to do everything in your power to get him to use that veto on you, because he will. All you have to do is push a little bit. Like, that's the thing. Like, I want Beth to be the player who is like, okay, Jed won the veto, time to get to work. And I wanted her to be the one. Like, I would be okay with this move. I would be like, this is awesome, if Beth was the one who was trying to make it happen. But suddenly we have this, like, big gnarly stew of whatever happened yesterday. And no, you're right, nobody gets credit. And the water is all mucky and brown, and it's kind of gross. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Beth says, oh, I'm going to have to cry when I talk to Tara. I'm so sad about being on the block. I don't want Jed to take me to the end. My winning move is getting Jed out. If only Tara had listened to me. I'm the only one that's gonna do it. I mean, at this point, maybe. It's so sad. I really have fallen for the guy, but I'm the only one that will take him out.
This is like the thing that I'm talking about. Like, this is the greed coming in. It's like, why? It doesn't have to be that way, Beth. It doesn't. I don't know.
She says, she starts to craft a pitch against Ty, assuming she's going on the block next to him, saying that all the boys want to work with Ty, so don't keep him in the game. She says that they've all told her that she's going to say that they've all told her that they're voting her out, and she's been working with them since day one, so she respects it from them, but she does not respect it from Tara. Tara decided to play the game day 43. Come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a great pitch, Beth.
They also, like, while she's doing this, Kiefer, Ty, and Brayden are all talking about how, like, mopey Beth has been all day today. And, like, Brayden throughout the day does some really good Beth impressions that are really funny and honestly, like, really spot on. And he's like, she's going to come up to me and be like, what if we made a crazy move? What if we take Jet out? And like, it's just like totally, Brayden just has her number, you know, which is why it's so painful what happened yesterday, because like, there are some things that these people can see clearly, and then there are just some things that they just can't. And it's, yeah, it's just confusing.
Yeah. So Jet is going to talk with Tara. And she is going to try to sort of float this idea of him using it on Beth. She says, look, I never wanted Beth to go on my HOH, but it's starting to look that way. So, and this is a very funny conversation because they both have ulterior motives here. Jed's motive is to get Brayden up by pretending that he doesn't care if Beth goes. And Tara's motive is to try to incentivize Jed to use the veto on Beth so that he can protect Beth and potentially get out Brayden. But the Brayden part of it is the second part. And so the first part is that Tara is trying to convince Jed that Beth is going to go home, and Jed is trying to convince Tara that he doesn't care if Beth goes home. And so they both kind of end at the first part because they're both just agreeing. She's like, it's looking like Beth is going to go. Do you see any way we could keep both you and Beth? He's like, no, I knew as soon as I won the veto that she'd be gone. And that's fine. She says, well,
I'm not an emotional player.
Yeah. And she's like, well, Ty will be the replacement if you take yourself off the block. And he says, yeah, I mean, that'll piss Ty off. I don't know if you should do that. She's like, yeah, but it would happen. He's like, well, then I guess it's Beth's time because I've got to keep Ty. He's my boy. And she's like, oh, like, okay.
Like, well, that won't work.
So is there any way we could maybe keep Beth here? He's like, I just don't see it.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I get that Beth is going home. You know, I'm not in love. I'm just chilling. And he's like, well, if you want to work with me, they like sort of talk about working together. And he's like, well, if you want to work with me, you have to work with Ty because he's my number one. Which like, again, even this, I'm like, Jed, but he's like, Ty is my number one. So if you put him up, you're going to make him mad. And then I can't work with you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, all right. Well, is there anything I could do to not have that happen? And he's like, I don't know. And it is, it's like an awkward conversation. And then Jed just kind of leaves. And I was like, okay, so there's just no way that this trick is going to work. Like, Jed's never going to use the veto on Beth. Like, that's the end of it. Like, I really, at this point of the day, I was like, okay, I guess it's just the end. He's shutting it down right away. But
almost. Tara talks to Brayden after this, and she lets him know how the conversation went. And she says she's still just worried that they're all working together. She has to put up Ty because she definitely can't trust Ty to not vote Brayden out. They just made a Final Four last week. So, Brayden, you have to win the HOH next week. Something fishy's going on. They might be trying to save all three of them. Brayden's like, yeah, but I don't think Ty would be involved in that. And she's like, I don't trust any of them. I'm not going to risk you being on the block. I'm not going to do it. And he says, I don't think Ty would vote me out. I don't think it makes sense for Ty. And she says, yeah, but Jed is very certain that Ty is very loyal to him. Like, something is wrong here.
Yep. And, you know, I remember seeing a couple weeks ago, everyone online saying that Brayden was the trio's blind spot. But unfortunately, I think it has now flipped and Ty is Brayden's blind spot. He just doesn't see what the truth of what's happening. And, it's sad times.
Yeah. And as a preview for what is going to happen here, or sort of as a pre-explanation, this is the reason why this happens is that Tara is going to be presented with two options. One option is drama It's chaos. The other option is, I'm fine. And that's the reason she chooses the, I'm fine. We'll get there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Jed is going to talk with Ty and Kiefer. He lets them know how the talk with Tara went. He says that he pushed that they're all ready for Beth to go. Because if she's convinced that Beth is going to go, then maybe she'd be willing to put Brayden up so as to not piss off Ty. Take the easy route. You know, that's what he's got. He thinks it might be possible. He thinks that there's a chance they can get Brayden on the block. When Ty leaves, Kiefer says, he has a feeling that she's going to put up Ty no matter what. That's, you know, that's Kiefer being Kiefer.
No, I also don't know where his head's at. Do you want to talk about that? Darren?
Well, I'm sure we'll get to a better spot okay. for Kiefer here.
All right. I honestly, yesterday, like I was watching and I was like, I'm so confused and I'm going to have to talk about this tomorrow. And I don't really even know what my opinion is because I don't understand like what's happening, you know, but I guess that's just everybody. So, you know, here we are.
Yeah. So, Tara is going to talk to Beth, and Tara says, hey, Beth, is there any way that we could convince Jed to use the veto on you? And Beth's like, nah, I don't see a way.
This conversation is just classic Beth, because she comes in all mad and ready to do her pitch that she was going to do for earlier, the one that you're doing where she's like, so sad. And she's like ready to do it. And so she comes in with her arms crossed and she's mad and she's ready to talk to Tara and is like, I'm going home. And then Tara is coming in open, like wanting to, you know, see if Beth can get Jed to use the veto on her, like trying to sort of like trick her. And, Beth is sort of like really taken aback and then has to like change up her strategy mid convo, but like is already put herself in the corner of like being upset. And like at one point she says, like, I would offer you advice right now, but I'm just so angry and spiteful that I don't want to. To Tara. Yeah. Beth says that to her. I was like, what?
Yep. This is our cast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, Beth does also contribute to like, hey, what if you put a Brayden? Tara says, basically, if Jed goes down, I'm going to have to put Ty up. If you could somehow come down off the block, then maybe at that point I could put Brayden up, right? That could work. And Beth's like, oh, okay. In the meantime, Ty is going to talk to Jed. Or not in the meantime, this is, you know, things are going to go down for a little while. The unfortunate part is that we're going to miss a decent chunk of what's happening here. But we come back with Ty talking to Jed about how Tara is trying to convince Jed to use the veto on Beth. as basically a sign that he's willing to play ball, like a sign of good faith. Use the veto on Beth, then I'd be willing to put Braden up and send Braden out, because nobody's going to be willing to put Braden up. Nobody's going to be willing to send Braden out. And so if we can make this happen this week, you know that you'll have the votes. We can send Braden out. It'll be great. That's the play. And
okay,
this is maybe a good move, but Jed says, I don't know, she could just put you up.
Yeah. So when you said that, that made me understand, honestly, a little bit better. It made it a little bit clearer. So it's basically like Tara and Braden are the Ceri and Natalie trying to get Eric to give up the immunity necklace, except they're being honest, and that it is actually a sign of good faith, and that if Eric did give the immunity necklace to Natalie, they would actually not vote him out. Well, is that what's happening here?
No, because they do still plan on voting him out, but they plan on giving up the ability to guarantee that they vote him out.
What? All right. I'm done. I'm trying so hard in my brain. I'm trying, Taryn.
It's sort of I'm trying to do this without violent imagery. Let's say that one person has a button, and if they press the button, then the other person disappears, right? Okay. And so Jed is in control of the button, and they're basically like, Jed, if you give us the button, we promise we won't press the button on you. He's like, okay. And then what we'll do is we'll give the button to your best friend to guarantee you that you will be safe as well. And so he's like, okay. And so he then decides to give them the button, and then they're like, well, we've actually planned on pressing the button on you all along. You should have suspected, except we are going to give it to your friend. And he's going to press it. Ha ha.
Yeah. And the thing is, we've convinced your friend to do it.
Exactly.
And then they didn't actually convince their friend.
And then
Thank you, Taryn.
Then the friend is like,
oh, we caught him.
And we'll be changing his mind all week long.
Thank you for that. Honestly, that's all I've needed the entire 12 hours that I've been trying to figure out what is happening. Thank you. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah. Ty is going to try and play this out. Hey, I think it does make sense to maybe do this. Could be an epic move, Jed. Jed is not super on board, though. He's not super into this idea. Mm-hmm. And that's basically like, then the feeds are going to go down again for a while. And by the time they come back up again, all of a sudden Ty and Jed talking again about this, and Jed is saying, this is the sickest move I've ever seen. Ah, man, this is going to be amazing. Ty says legendary. Jed's like, look, hey, if this is what's going to take me out, I'd rather go out swinging, trying to save all three of us.
Wait, Taryn, is this before or after he talks to Beth alone?
He does talk to Beth for a while, but...
Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about that conversation, because that conversation was like... Oh my gosh, what is happening here? Because Beth is like, Jed, you don't understand. We did such a good job of manipulating them, because she genuinely wants me to stay. And she thinks that if you use the veto on yourself and we put up Bray, we did such a good job of convincing her that you would vote me out that she doesn't want to put up Bray. We played ourselves. That's what happened. And they're like, oh my gosh, we did too good of a job of manipulating Tara. And she's like, it's crazy. She wants to keep me so bad. That's why. And little do they know, the plan has always been to keep me. And it's like, I can't handle any more of this, Beth. I just need you to stop before I close my computer because this is too much. This is too much for me. It's too much. And this is the thing. I really do genuinely like Jed and Ty. I do. This stuff, though, this like them just sort of stumbling backwards into getting what they want is so hard to watch because you want like as us out here who can see the game board, we're like, come on, make the right decision. And when they're making the wrong decision, but still getting the result that they want and then saying that they are too good at manipulating, it's like you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah. And you know, I'm a little concerned about how the edit is going to portray this because
I know, Karen.
You know they're not willing to portray it in the way that they should, which is that
I know.
This is one master cluster of a move here. Uh-huh. And instead they're gonna try to give mastermind credit to one person. And if I had to guess, I'd guess that they're going to try to give it to Kiefer. To be fair, Kiefer is the one that set all this in motion. Mm-hmm. If they're going to give it to one person, it should probably be Kiefer. I just don't think this is a good move for Kiefer, but at least he did it. If they gave it to Beth, it would be very unfortunate.
I mean, just watching her be like, Tara really wants me to stay. Like, she really wants me to stay. I was like, I have to close my computer.
Oh, they're telling me in the chat that there was a preview for the episode tonight. And mm-hmm. in it, Beth is being portrayed as a puppet master. But this is for nominations. This is for HOH nominations, and we know that Beth had the whole plan and then got herself put on the block. I think this would have nothing to do with the veto stuff and the replacement nominee stuff. So I'm going to guess if they're setting Beth up as a puppet master in this preview, then this is probably Beth's rise and fall episode because she's going to land on the block at the end of the episode. So I wouldn't be too concerned yet.
I also think that if there's one thing, Big Brother Canada is superior to Big Brother US in a lot of ways. But the one thing that Big Brother US does have on Big Brother Canada is that they are not afraid to really just make someone seem foolish on Big Brother US. Like, they love that. And on Big Brother Canada, I feel like it happens way less. Like, we rarely see someone look really, really, really foolish. And whereas if this was Big Brother US, Beth's pitches, you know, this entire thing, we would be getting the sounds, you know, the sound effects, all of that. Like, we would get a whole thing of them being like, we are such good manipulators with the Dodo music in the background. Like, they would not be afraid to do that. But Big Brother Canada doesn't like to do that. Like, they would be like, the trio would be the Faute of the season, you know? It is. Yeah, I have little faith. I don't know. We might get Beth as the mastermind here. I don't know.
I look
so harried after talking about this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to fix my hair. Like, what is happening?
Granted, given the fact that I have not seen the preview, I can't speak to it wholly. But if I were to make a guess without having seen it, I would guess that they're setting Beth up for a bit of a fall here. They've been really tanking Beth in the edit in terms of her villain status. And mm-hmm. so I think that if there's anybody that they'd be willing to dunk on, it's Beth. And given the fact that she was going home until yesterday, I think that this edit is probably preparing for Beth leaving. And it will probably be just a dunk on Beth thinking that she's a mastermind and then ending up on the block. And they thought that she would be going home until yesterday and wouldn't have had a chance to change the episode, you know, since then, I would imagine. So, you know, that would be my guess. And then come Wednesday, then they might, now that she is going to stay safe and maybe be in a somewhat decent spot, I'm not sure, have to reverse it. And maybe mm-hmm. they reverse it by pretending that she had something to do with it. But who knows?
I mean, this is now a bit beside the point and we don't have to really get into it. But do you think that they don't like to lean into the like the foolish edit for people in Big Brother can because they're worried that that person might win?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that they have trouble following the narrative of what happened strategically. And so mm-hmm. when they do go in on, oh, what a fool Beth is in the Monday episode, they don't want to have to be like, oh, never mind, she's not a fool in the next episode when she's not going to mm-hmm. leave. Same thing with Kiefer when it was like, when Kiefer was the fan favorite, and then in the Monday episode when they thought he was going home, they dunked on Kiefer. Oh, look how arrogant Kiefer is. Look how dumb mm-hmm. he is for putting himself in this spot. And then he ends up safe. And so they had to be like, ooh, never mind. Actually, he's still great. Don't you still love him? You still love Kiefer. Yeah. You still want to watch the show because of Kiefer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they really they try hard to, I think, keep these characters going.
Mm-hmm. So it's just really the difference is really interesting. And maybe it says something about U.S. sensibility and Canadian sensibility, where they want everyone to be liked in Canada. And in the U.S., they're ready to make people look a bit silly.
Yeah. So that's where it is. Jed is willing to do this. They're very excited. Kiefer, Brayden, and Tara talk. She says, I think this will actually work. And Kiefer calls her a genius, but he says, but this was my idea. I get credit for it.
I can't with that. And that's the thing. I remember when I was on a couple weeks ago, I was like, why is Kiefer always talking about how he's going to win? And then the whole thing happened where they put him up and then he survived and, all of that. But I was like, yes, this is why. When you are it's me. It was me. Hey, it was me. Don't forget, it was me. And I get, the manifestation of it and all of that. I am here for that. Him being alone in rooms, talking himself up, really pumping himself up. I actually, that doesn't bother me really at all. I just don't think game wise, you should be bragging to the people that you're competing against about how good you are. But there is also they're talking about why this should happen and what's going on. But we didn't really get to the point where Tara and Ty are talking and we hear and solidify the actual plan.
Right. So this is, so it's especially right here, because so here's the thing, Tara prior to this, but this is where it really solidifies because she thinks it's actually going to happen. It starts to say to Kiefer, then to Jay, then to Ty, and then to Kiefer and Brayden together, right here in this conversation. Yeah, it's going to have to be Brayden that goes in the block and not Ty. Now, at first, I thought she must be lying because she was telling Brayden for so long, don't worry, you're not touching the block. I do not trust Ty. I don't trust Ty. I don't trust them. I don't trust Kiefer. Kiefer actually approached Tara and said, Brayden would have to go up, right? And she went, no, Ty. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, she knows she doesn't trust Kiefer and Ty. She just saw that Kiefer was trying to get Brayden up on the block. Maybe she's lying to Kiefer and Ty that she would put up Brayden so that they don't squash the plan. Because if Ty, because obviously logic would state that if Ty thought that he would go up on the block next to Jed, he would not try to convince Jed to go up to use the veto on Beth, except he was doing that even before he knew that he was going to not go up on the block. So she tells Kiefer, I'm going to put Brayden on the block. She eventually tells Ty as well. And then I was like, okay, she must be lying to them. She must be lying to them. Mm-hmm. But then in this conversation where Kiefer calls her a genius and says he wants to take credit, she says to Brayden, who is there as well, you will have to go up, Brayden, to make this work. And you'd think, okay, well, Brayden's going to be like, excuse me? Brayden says, in case you thought, okay, everyone sucks except for Tara and Brayden, because Tara's going to put Ty up on the block. Well, now Tara's thinking about putting Brayden. Well, okay, now Tara's terrible too. At least Brayden is clean of all of this. Brayden's response is, no, I don't mind. I trust you. It's fine.
I don't have words, Brayden. Come on, Brayden. Come on, Brayden. Hear our dear friend, Kirsten McInnes, in your ear saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Play self-interested. I love Brayden. I don't want him to do this. Like, he needs to, all he has to say. And this is the thing. Like, we're at the point, like today, this morning, everybody's like, should we be doing this? Brayden, how do you feel? Like, I don't really know if this is the right move. And all Brayden has to do is push back and Tara won't do it. Like, he's just letting it happen to himself. And it's so painful. My heart is broken.
Yeah. Okay. So I was still like, okay, but we need a one-on-one conversation with Tara and Brayden where this is confirmed, because maybe when the feeds were down, they agreed to play this up so that they could trick Kiefer and Ty. That conversation never comes last night. We got it this morning, and Brayden is going up on the block. We'll get a little bit more into that in just a second, because we do need to finally just talk about Jed approaching Tara and saying, I'm doing it. I'm going to use the veto on Beth.
And Brayden, I guess, is going to go up next to him. I don't know what else.
Yeah. So here's what we got this morning. Here's what we got this morning. She did talk to Brayden one-on-one. She said to Brayden, you will have to go up on the block. The reason being, I just don't want to piss Jed off any more than I have to. We don't want him to you know, be in people's faces, campaigning, whatever. And so you will have to go up. But look, Brayden, if you have any qualms about this, if there's even a small bit of you that doesn't want to do this, I'll call it off. You don't have to go up on the block. And no, I'm good. I'm good.
I am defeated. I don't know what else to say. I also think I do want to say one thing, and that it is, I don't want to obviously nobody is here playing optimally even a little bit, but the fact that Tara doesn't want to do it because she doesn't want to make Jed upset or like disrupt the house is a testament to Jed's social game, that like he is lovely to be around and she doesn't want him angry at her. And like, I do just want to state that there is socially, these boys are very good. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what she tells Kiefer is, and this is why I queued it up before. I think it's explained by her talking to Brayden here and then talking to Kiefer later. She knows in her mind what the right move is here to put up Ty. Mm-hmm. She's very, very willing to put up Ty. She's like fully prepared to do that. But Brayden has presented such a non-resistance that Brayden is so unbelievably easy to put up. Not only will Brayden not be mad, he's basically volunteering, but it also means that Jed won't be upset until he gets blindsided and sent home. It also means that she doesn't have to put Ty up on the block. Ty isn't going to be upset. Ty also wasn't presenting much of resistance. It was actually because Ty, like, here's the thing. Ty was equally willing to go up on the block. She told Ty, you're going up on the block. Ty also said, yes, completely fine. For all the crap we're going to give Brayden, we should also give it to Ty, because he was perfectly willing to do this and had nothing to do with Tara's decision flipping. It was just Jed, that she didn't want to piss Jed off. And Brayden was the easiest path all the way through. All Brayden needed to do was say, nah, can you please just put up Ty? And she would have. And Brayden is not doing that.
But Brayden, as he's going to bed, like, he mentions to Kiefer, also, like, within the night, he's like, I wish that it could be Ty instead of me. Like, in a perfect world, it would be Ty instead. And Kiefer's like, go campaign to her.
Yes.
Like Kiefer's like, oh, so go talk to her about that. And he's like, well, I don't know if she would do it. I just don't know. And then later, as they're in bed, he's like, Kiefer, I'm really worried that they're going to turn on me. Like, I trust you. I don't trust the three. And Kiefer's like, I understand. Talk to Tara. And like, everybody seems very open to it. And this morning, even Tara's like, I overheard them talking about how they're going to keep each other. I don't know if I can trust Ty. It's like, if you overheard it, you can't trust Ty. I don't know what to tell you, Tara. Like,
yeah.
I just don't. I like the what?
It's unbelievable. The amount of terrible play.
You're right. It is
unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's what's going on there. It's just so much. So there's also I said there's an indication here that Ty was talking to Tara this morning. After his talk with Tara, where they were just confirming what was happening, Ty says to the cameras, oh, Tara could screw us this week. What do you mean by that, Ty? Screw us. Tara could screw us.
The trio.
This week. Yeah, that seems to be the interpretation. Now, of course, not for sure, but it's definitely a weird choice of words if he means himself. You don't usually say us unless you're like a Twitch streamer and you're weird and you say us all the time, like I do.
Little plug there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong.
do you want to hear me refer to me as us all the time? It's us, guys, me in the chat. Unfortunately, Ty does not have a chat that he is referring to. So I can only imagine that he is referring to the trio.
Yes.
And that if he ends up on the block, then it's screwing us, the trio. I don't think he's concerned for his own safety. He would be concerned for Jed's safety. That's the only way that there's a really, again, Ty was fully willing to go up on the block. So it's not like he's getting screwed if he goes up on the block. It's Jed that's getting screwed. So if Tara is potentially going to screw us, then it would be Jed. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think it matters, personally. I think that no matter what happens this week, no matter where Ty is at right now, I think that he is going to change his mind multiple times. He is one of the Sunsetters, one of the trio.
Same with Beth.
And he is absolutely a mind changer. And so even if he is set on voting to keep Jed right now, I do think that he might change his mind in the future. And if he's not set on voting to keep Jed, I think that he absolutely could. I mean, just to imagine, because I don't think Ty is going to blindside Jed. Definitely don't. And I think that... even if Ty is going to vote Jed out, maybe he changes his mind from where he is now, which is potentially keeping Jed. And he goes and he changes his mind. He's like, you know what? Maybe I do need to vote out Jed. He goes to Jed. He says, Jed, I'm going to do this. Jed cries to him, says, how could you do this? I just used the veto on Beth. You convinced me to do that. I thought we were brothers. Ty changes his mind again. Like I do not think anybody knows what Ty is going to do. I don't think Ty knows what Ty is going to do. The indication right now is that he might vote to keep Jed, which I think it was a terrible move to be willing to go up on the block next to Jed. It's a terrible move to want Jed out over Beth. But it's an even worse move to vote to keep Jed and vote out Brayden. In the situation that he has found himself in, he has to vote to evict Jed. He has to. That's the only way forward. There's still a viable path to win.
To. Taryn, I don't. I actually feel like there's a stronger chance that Beth votes out Jed than there is that Ty votes out Jed. Everything Beth has shown us is that she's obsessed with these big moves and this idea of herself being this mastermind. And I think that Beth will be like, I will be the most iconic player to ever play the game if Jed uses the veto on me and I vote him out. Like, I can see that happening, honestly, more clearly than I can see Ty voting out Jed. I just don't see it.
If I'm being honest, it's hard for me to see it too. I mean, the thing is, Ty has been working with these people with zero real indication that he actually has any, like, Ty was genuinely best friends with Jed until about 4 days ago. And now all of a sudden he's mad at Jed for eating the crispy, slop. it really played as phony to me. But at the same time, he has been lying to Jed. But he's also been lying to, so it's all over the place. That comment to the feeds could mean anything, but it certainly implies that he is still loyal to the trio. It's just so hard to see him. It's one thing to cut your friend. It's one thing to cut your best friend in the game, your most loyal ally, somebody that probably would have used the veto on you over himself if given the option. It's one thing to cut that person maybe at final three, maybe even at final six, final five. But to actively convince him to use the veto, to not save himself with the power he earned.
That's why I don't think it's happening.
Clown him like that. Is one of the most brutal moves I've ever seen in the game.
And especially
because it's not even in Ty's best interests.
Exactly. And also right before, and this is what makes you be like, it's just not happening, because right before the veto competition, they're like, Ty, you need to win. You need to win and you need to keep it the same. And he's like, absolutely. Like, I won't take Jed down. And then he went to Jed right before and was like, obviously, I'm going to take you down.
Yeah.
Like that gives me all the information I need. And it's that he's playing Kiefer, Brayden, and Tara, and that he is going to stay loyal to Jed to the end, because I just simply don't see it happening. And like you said, to make a fool of your best friend and vote him out, like, that is really, really tough. And I just don't see Jed doing it, or I just don't see Ty doing it. That's something I could see Beth doing, honestly, but not something that I could see Ty doing.
Yeah, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Honestly, we may not have a definitive answer on this until at least after the ceremony. But the problem is that I think that there's a decent chance Ty will continue to lie to both sides up until, you know, the day before or the day of the eviction. So I
agree.
Unless he tells us on the cameras, exactly what he's doing. And we certainly, again, got an indication that he seems to be potentially, keeping Jed. I think we may not know.
Yeah. Also, can we talk about Kiefer now? Can we talk about this move for him?
Go for it.
Okay, so this is my thought. I just don't know where Kiefer's head is at. Also, like, I can't tell if he is trying to, like, I think he's going after Jed and Beth and trying to stick with Ty, because then there was like a conversation that he had with Tara later that was like, and next week maybe we can get out Ty. Like, I can't tell if he's like scorned from last week or if he is also going to be like a part of this and then be like, let's vote out Brayden. Like, I also don't know why. Yeah, why? I would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe some clarity here.
I think that Kiefer does not see his game the way that we see his game, which is a guy that has won a couple of competitions, which is great. It's won him some credit in the game. Probably the most strategically sound player in the game by a little bit.
Agreed.
But he sees himself as the most strategically sound player in the game by a huge margin. His successes have given him so much confidence because that's what he uses to build himself up. And it's similar to Beth, where like Beth has, you know, kind of gotten by because of her position and the fact that her allies are winning competitions, and that when her allies don't win competitions, the social game of the guys tends to win the person over, and it makes her feel like she's running the game when she's actually done very little herself.
Yes.
Kiefer actually is doing stuff. And so has some right to feel like he's doing stuff, but he's only just barely ahead of the other players who are so far behind, yeah. That it is, it's like Kiefer still has had like the only successful HOH reign of the entire season when he took out, I guess both of them technically, but even the second one was kind of, iffy. With all of that, Kiefer thinks that he is just the absolute front runner and that nobody will take him to the end. And that his way forward is to win out. And he thinks that he can just win all these competitions, which I do not think is the way that he needs to go. I think that he is correct in that he can beat anybody in the end right now. And that means that he should want to keep around the big targets. This is the Tony strategy. Keep around the Lions, because otherwise the shot will be taken at Kiefer, and unless he does win out, he'll be in trouble. But I think that Kiefer feels like, okay, I'm the big dog, and he needs to convince himself he's the big dog. And how do you convince yourself you're the big dog? The most, you take out the other biggest dog. You take out Jed. The fact that Kiefer feels like he's been able to snow Jed into using the veto on Beth, that it was his idea, he's going to take out Jed. That makes Kiefer feel even more like a mastermind. Again, you got to give him a little bit of credit for making it happen. For the fact that I don't think that it was in his best interest. Getting out Beth would have been great for Kiefer. But that is sort of where things stand there with Kiefer. And so Kiefer was actually talking to Tara this morning, and Kiefer was like,
yes.
Tara,
yes.
Are you sure you want to put Brayden up? Because look,
okay, yes.
I know like Ty's cool and all. I think he'll probably vote to evict Jed, but why take the risk?
Yes.
And she was like, it's just, I just don't want Jed blowing up on everyone. I'd rather have a calm house for the week and then blindside him.
Okay. All right. I guess. Okay. So do you think any of it, though, him doing this for Jed, like you think that it's more ego based, him doing this to Jed, it's more ego based? Or do you think that there's a level of spite about what happened last week?
There's definitely, I mean, he's talked a lot about the spite he has for the fact that Jed put him up. He said it's the Jed putting him up was the, or keeping him was the biggest mistake Jed made in the game. Although he is certainly, that's not going to be the case anymore.
Yeah, giving himself a run for his money this week. I think that maybe, because I obviously love chaos. It's very fun. But this has been like so much chaos that I'm like actively confused, you know? So, but this podcast has really helped me. I feel like I have a better understanding of the entirety of what happened yesterday. And all I have to say is Big Brother Canada 9 is going to Big Brother Canada 9.
Are you with me now? This week, the worst strategic week of Big Brother history.
I saw in the chat earlier, someone brought up Lawan, Danny, and Kalia.
That was three people.
You're right. And at least like they were like Rachel and Jordan were getting something out of it.
Exactly. Okay. Rachel
it was just
and Jordan,
one side.
The other side was tricking. It was like, oh, yes, do this. Absolutely. And then they've just full on benefited. And even the one had like superpowers. They were weirded out by this whole twist thing. This is just like this is, you know. And I was saying this last night actually when I was streaming. I was like, if because here's the thing with everything that's happening, all of it is negated by the fact that the fake double eviction is coming. So even if Ty does vote out Jed. Jed is probably coming back in. That's even if it does happen, which it seems like it might not. And if Jed gets voted out after having used the veto on Beth and then comes back in the game, he absolutely can still win this game. And if Big Brother Canada history has anything to say about it, he will win this game because people who make terrible mistakes in Big Brother Canada often go on to win the game. And so I was saying, this is like if Lawan had beaten Brendan in the competition and then gone on to win that game.
No, it can't be. But unfortunately, we do have history to look at, and it's not helping my hope.
I mean,
level.
the Pax Bros tried to nominate themselves.
We don't
that
talk about
should have been
them,
the worst
Taryn.
Move of all time. They go on to win the game.
Taryn, it's rough. I don't know what to say. It's not good. It's really not good. It's not doing great. I've had a lot of coffee and I'm feeling just like really confused about the future of the winner of this season and what's going to happen. And I don't really know. This is messy. This is a mess.
And it also puts the tie decision into perspective of like, it's obviously a terrible move for him to keep Jed. But it's also a terrible, I mean, not only was it a terrible move in the first place to evict Jed over Beth, but then if he does evict Jed, there's a good chance Jed comes back. So it's almost now, it's almost like we've gone all the way around and maybe it is better for him to keep Jed because there's a good chance Jed is coming right back in anyway. I don't even know anymore.
Me either. Nothing matters anymore, I guess. It doesn't. Yeah, I truly have no idea. Also, I mean, I know we don't really have to talk about the twist. Your meme of the century that has been going viral. We all know how you feel, Taryn. That's honestly how I felt yesterday when I found out that she was actually going to put up Brayden. Like, I almost tweeted out that video and was like, this is me right
it's
now.
It's never
realizing.
Been more relevant for the entirety of the week.
Yeah, we know how you feel, but like, the twist is like how could they do this at final six? Mm-hmm. I get upset when they do a double eviction at final six because I'm like it's too late in the game to do that. Like that's how much of like a purist I am. For them to do a twist like this at final six is totally out of left field for me. I don't know.
Yeah. So there it is. There it is. We are making history this week.
I'm glad I could be here for this historic Live Feed update.
Never. I mean, in my life, over 20 years of Big Brother, I've never seen play this bad by everyone.
I also like, I don't know why suddenly, like, I am on all of the updates. Like, because I was on the one where Vic was, like, doing her nonsense in week three, where she was, like, not going, like, telling Jed that if he used the veto on LaToya, like, and just, like, being, you know, running around. I don't know why I end up on these podcasts where, like, nothing really makes sense and everything is confusing, but I guess here I am. I don't know. Thank you for letting me be a part of Big Brother history. I appreciate that. Why is it Mondays? Why does it happen on Mondays? Like, I don't, what are they doing on Sunday? Like, do they give that, like, last night they gave them takeout. Maybe that's what did it. I don't know. Fueled their brains. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about what we have for you here. Anything else, Maggie?
I think we covered it. I don't know what's going to happen on Thursday. I there's a lot of notes that I have that we sort of skipped over, which were basically just like me realizing that Tara was going to put up Brayden. And like, there is just like no reason to go over any of that. It's just,
I knew that there'd be a lot of ranting in this one. So I tried to keep.
No, you did the right thing completely. That's all I have to say, about that. What a day.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on what happens here. I think the feeds may be down for the ceremony right now, so they will likely be coming back up at some point. At the very least, we will have some kind of ceremony today at some point. So we will have information on what happens today here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. Maybe we'll have a better indication of where Ty is at. Who knows? But later tonight, we will have a recap of tonight's episode where Beth is supposedly a mastermind. That should be fun. And then tomorrow night, the stock watch.
Good
on the
luck. Never have I ever. I mean, I jumped out of the stock watch, honestly, week two when I put all my money in Beth and she went down like 3 points and I had about $80 to my name. There's just been no coming back from that. But I mean, tomorrow's podcast, I can't wait to hear Melissa talk about this. Melissa, I'm pumped. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Who's on with you guys tomorrow?
Melissa and Jacob Jones.
Oh, that's going to be really fun.
Yes.
I can't wait for that one.
We'll see where Jacob is with all of this. All right. So check that out. Of course, Circle coverage coming your way. Four more episodes are going to drop on Wednesday, and I'll have recaps for every one of them through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then live on Saturday. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Played some Among Us yesterday and then some Fall Guys as I was reacting to the Jed situation. So that was definitely interesting. And yeah, just check all of that out. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_, and I do the Temptation Island podcast recap every week with the amazing Kirsten McInnes, who was on yesterday. It's the season finale this week, and then next week is the reunion, so it's getting pretty exciting over there. Be sure to check us out.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.